Why is it important for us to open ourselves up if we're struggling, if we're not as happy or bubbly as we seem to be on the outside, or if we aren't seeing the results that we want in our life? And how do we peel back a layer to go a little bit deeper within ourselves to figure out what's going on? That's what we're talking about today. And in my confidence program, Unstoppable, I compare this to looking under the hood of your car. Imagine a warning light or an engine light goes off while you're driving. Are you going to just keep going and never check it? No, or at least I hope not. At some point, you're going to pull over and pop the hood, right? You're going to dig a little bit deeper. And so for you, what does that look like? Why are you feeling the way that you're feeling? Why are you not seeing the results that you want? Why can you not move forward? Why are you struggling in silence when nobody else knows what's going on? Are there disempowering beliefs that you're believing? Are you forcing yourself in different directions because of the pressure you feel? Is it the effects of unrecognized trauma? Have you gotten so caught up in thinking that you should make a to-do list this way every single day because Brenda Burchard does it? Or do you feel this pressure that you should be spending time with someone because you want it to work out so badly? Big or small, these shoulds really get us in a chokehold. Okay, so after you open yourself up, which my guest Jen and I are going to talk about what that looks like, then what do you do next? Where do you go from there? How do you go from struggling to thriving, feeling as good on the inside as it looks on the outside, being satisfied with where you are, even if you haven't seen the results yet that you want? What action steps can you take? Because you are in control, sister. You really are. It may not feel like it sometimes. Life may feel harder than you would like it to. It may be a constant cycle of trying, failing, picking yourself back up again, trying, failing, and doing it all over again. I assure you, your power is stopping that cycle. It is putting on the brakes and saying no more. This isn't fun, and I'm going to do it differently. Take a listen to this episode. You are going to get some really great value out of it. And if you're looking for greater support in this area, I've got you, girl. Yes, these are the exact things we deal with inside of Unstoppable. This program is dedicated to empowering and equipping driven women to feel deeply confident in who they are and what they're called to do. There is literally nothing else out there like this. So if you feel a strong pull to stop pretending, faking it till you make it, or to stop struggling, and have a real desire to deeply know who you are and approach life from that confident, self-assured place, Unstoppable is for you. You will find all the details in the episode description. And if you aren't quite at that place where enough is enough, that's okay. This episode is incredibly powerful, it's inspiring, and it's actionable. So let's dive in.
Jen, thank you so much for being here on this episode of Seeing Your Inner Brilliance. I'm super excited with what we're going to talk about today. And instead of doing, you know, some sort of beginner paragraph or something like that, I would really just love to dive right into it of what you do and who you help, because I feel like that is such a perfect segue into exactly what we're going to be talking about today.
Awesome. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to get chatting with you and your listeners. My name is Jen McCutcheon. I am a spiritual consciousness coach. I work with women to empower them to reclaim their purpose, their passion, and really ignite that light within. I specialize in working with mothers who have children struggling with addiction to really reclaim their power, to take their power back from addiction, enabling, and codependency, and live the life that they deserve and desire, finding their peace, their happiness, their joy, and their purpose, right? And their purpose is their identity. So, you know, we do this through ancient healing practices, energy healing, trauma healing, and just really getting deep down into the cause, the core of the pain and the suffering. So I'm so excited to be here with you. And honestly, the women that I work with, we're all going through some unfoldment in our life. We're all going through some challenge. For me, my past, my history is my loved ones struggling with addiction and my son struggling with addiction. For me and for the women, a lot of the women I work with, it is addiction that starts to awaken them to knowing there's something more to life than what they always believed was their truth. And for some of us, you know, it's addiction. Some of us, it's a divorce. Some of us, it's an illness of a loved one or our own illness. But it is just the catalyst that awakes us to, you know, reigniting that light, that spark within, and remembering who the heck we are and reclaiming our worth. And in doing so, living the life that we truly deserve and desire.
Mm. Oh, Jen, I have such a heart for what you do. And I just immediately, I mean, not only do you have like this amazing, bubbly, infectious energy, but when I found out the type of women you help and you serve, I was really drawn to you because addiction I've been exposed to it enough in my life, whether it be through friends or family members or an ex-boyfriend, you know, who had struggled with addiction. And quite frankly, I know that there aren't enough resources out there. At the same time, I also know that it's not just about the addiction. And you just mentioned that. You just went into that as far as trauma and that sort of thing. So if you will, take it a layer back, whether somebody listening right now is dealing with addiction, going through a divorce, you know, maybe it's a major career change in her life, but that's the catalyst. And so when we pull the catalyst back one layer, what do you typically see from your perspective and your expertise?
So that's a beautiful question. And, you know, thank you for sharing that, you know, you have had some experience with addiction through friends or loved ones. And I want to just point out that, honestly, addiction is widespread and it comes in very, very many different shapes and forms, right? So addiction, I will say we all have some tendency to addiction, whether it's thought, whether it's food, whether it's whatever, right? Like addiction comes in so many, yeah, our phones, all of those things. So, you know, this is really, I say like life is a masterclass. It is the ultimate masterclass. We are, if we open ourselves up to learn and open ourselves up to, like you said, peel back a layer to go a little bit deeper, and then peel back another layer to go a little bit deeper. So I would say we were able to peel back the layer of our initial belief of what we are going through and why we're going through it. The underlying step is to recognize the power of the mind and that our beliefs, our belief systems, I say our BS, the lies that we believe to be truth, are the blinders, are the veil, is the suffering that we stay in until we're able to peel back the veil, peel back the layer. And with every layer you peel back, you awaken, you start to ignite this burning desire that really is within you to know your truth. And it initially feels really scary. People don't like to change. We're creatures of habit. But when we're able to really come to a place of love and compassion for ourselves, that's a huge piece because a lot of people struggle to truly love themselves and deem themselves worthy enough to do a little bit of work, to really get down to the nitty-gritty of what's going on. And that takes courage and that takes vulnerability. And those are things that, you know, I work with my clients on. It starts with self-love. It starts with knowing that you are worthy and deserving of more than whatever challenge that is facing you, that is keeping you stuck in this place of feeling like shit, feeling unhappy, feeling discontented, feeling defeated and disempowered in your life. It just takes peeling back enough of a layer to know that you deserve more. And when we want more, we're willing to do more. We're willing to take an extra step, take another action with intention to start creating the life that we want and know that we are worthy of it. It's not selfish. These are the thoughts. These are the belief systems, the commands, the BS that keeps us in these places of suffering for way, way, way too long until something sparks. I like to call it the spark. something sparks to ignite that flame within that wants to grow. And once you ignite that light, it's hard to go back, because you're going to want to keep burning brighter and brighter and brighter. And that's actually why the program that I offer for moms is the Radiant Recovery Program. It's all about reigniting that light within and burning it bright, baby.
Oh my gosh, Jen, I feel like I could keep listening to you for at least 20 more minutes, if not more than that. Just your words and the way you articulate things. And admittedly, I felt quite a few emotional waves while you were talking. I felt empowerment. Mm. I had tears come to my eyes. Like, I just had this love and this compassion, you know, because I've been there. I've been there where I had a huge catalyst with my career. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so I would love to take all of those, for lack of better words, we'll say big concepts, you know, this idea of feeling worthy and igniting the spark. And it's beautiful. And that's actually what happens. But how do we get there? You know what I mean? So let's break it down into practical steps. You know, the first step I feel like is recognizing what the catalyst is in your life, correct? Whether it be addiction, divorce, you know, career. Even motherhood could be a catalyst. Going from not being a mom to being a mom, that is a huge identity shift. And yeah, so it's the first step, so to speak, to recognize the catalyst. And then the second step being open, loving yourself enough to look deeper into that catalyst. Mm-hmm.
I think you're 100%. So I would say, again, it's identifying. It's in the identification that you are struggling with whatever, A, B, C, D, whatever it is, right? Whatever that thing is, we all have that thing. And identifying it is the first step. The second step is accepting that we're challenged. Like we like to resist it. We like to resist that, oh, we're fine. It's fine. It'll all work out. No, I'm going to sweep it under the rug. I'll deal with it later. It's like, no, it's identifying it, because we can all go, oh yeah, this divorce is killing me. Or, oh yeah, I'm in a toxic relationship. Or, oh yeah, my job isn't fulfilling me anymore. I'm not enjoying this. It's draining me. Or, you know, my child is fighting for their life, and there's nothing I can seem to do to change it or to help it or to help them. It's like identifying it. Yes, we can identify it, but are we able to accept it as reality? As long as we continue to resist it or deny it or pretend that it's not happening, we just perpetuate this cycle, this unhealthy, toxic cycle. And we stay in our own suffering, and we don't grow, and we don't change, and we don't evolve. We just sit and stay exactly where we are. So I would say identify, and then really learning how to accept it. Because in the acceptance, which means you're no longer resisting, you begin to open up energetically to no longer be fighting against something, and you can learn to sit with this sacred space within. And what I mean by accepted is, what are the emotions that are coming up? How hard is it for you to sit with sadness? How hard is it for you to sit with anger, with resentment, with fear? We like to not deal with them. We suppress all these emotions because they're so overwhelming. It's like, I don't want to deal with these. It's too much. It's the opposite. When we learn beautiful tools and strategies to help us to sit in these emotions, recognizing that these emotions are not us. They are just energy in motion. We are energetic beings. Emotions are just like a cloud in the sky. They come and they go, right? And sometimes those thoughts and emotions are strong. It's like a blistering storm. It's like the noisiest thunderstorm and lightning, bolts of lightning, right? It's overwhelming. But when we can learn to trust ourselves to be able to sit with those emotions, not attach to them, become almost in a relationship with them, friends with them, and start to inquire, what is this thought? What is this feeling? Is this true? Is it not true? You know, and really allow ourselves to accept it, be with it. And then from there, we're able to go deeper. Like, so this is where the layers and layers of healing start to happen, where we start to question our thoughts. Where did those thoughts come from? The majority of us are where we are right now because our subconscious thought is controlling our existence. We don't recognize that. We don't recognize how powerful our minds are, and that I think that we have like 60 to 80,000 thoughts per day, and 80 to 85% of them are negative thoughts. 97% of them are subconscious thoughts. When you think about that, what is your mind telling you? And is it helping you or hurting you? That's what this is all about, is being able to identify, be able to hold space for yourself to feel and witness the emotions and thoughts, and then start to question them. Are they aligning with you? Are they helping you? Are they hurting you? Are they true? Or is it a bunch of nonsense? And then we get to start weeding it out and picking out the weeds in our mind that are keeping us in this field of crap that we don't want to be in anymore. We get to replant by reprogramming our mind and, you know, being okay with emotion, learning that emotion is actually so powerful, and there is so many lessons and messages in our emotions.
Oh my gosh, so good. So good. And I absolutely love how you really zoomed in on the statistics when it comes to how many thoughts we think a day. Because I don't know about you, but there is no way in the world I can keep track of 80,000 thoughts a day. I could barely keep track of what day it is. You know what I mean? And so what I hear you saying is that instead of, you know, being attunely aware of every single thought that you're having at every single second, to more so pay attention to the emotions and how you feel, and then look a little bit deeper, peel a layer back. What does this emotion mean? Where did this come from? You know, what am I feeling? How am I feeling? Is that correct?
Yes, 100%. So the majority of us don't recognize the thought because they're subconscious. They're going on without us even knowing that they're going on. What we first really normally think about it, what do you normally identify when you start to feel something, right? You start to feel sad, or you start to feel some type of physical, I like a somatic feeling in your body, your throat constricts, your heart races, you get it like a tummy flip or something where when you're triggered in a stress response, right? We feel something in our body first, which then we go, oh, I'm sad. Oh, I'm angry. Then we attach some type of emotion to it. And then we start to think about and then we start to pay attention to what the thoughts are. What really happened though, and this is science, is there was a thought first. The thought created a feeling. The feeling created an emotion, and we get attached to the emotion, and we get attached to the story we're telling ourselves about what happened. And this goes deep and deep and deeper, but it's this scientific thing that's a fact that happens with our body. It's hormones being released when we have this thought and emotion. So when we start to recognize, most of us just recognize we're in a stressful state. We're upset, we're angry, we're in a crisis, we're triggered, and we just sit in that. That guy did that, or that person did that, or my mother did this, or whatever, right? We tell ourselves this story and we think it's out of our control. But this is the most important message of the day. There's going to be lots of messages, but really the important message is, whatever you're doing, wherever you are, whatever challenge you're facing, anxiety, depression, you know, mental health issues, whatever your challenges, health issues, it is in your control. You have the power to turn around wherever you are, whatever your challenge is that you're facing. You have the ability to control it. Anxiety is not outside of your control to manage. When we start to understand our body's reaction, the thought, the emotion, the feeling, we can then start to implement really beautiful, powerful tools to help us to regulate our central nervous systems, to help us to heal our programmed minds heal the energetic trauma, so the somatics, the physical things that have, that are going on in our body. And it, and then we can then come to a place where we're actually able to be proactive about it. This becomes second nature, these systems that we can really learn and teach ourselves to incorporate into every single day of our lives. And they will start to be almost subconsciously, you're healing yourself as you walk through your day. That's the power of the ability that you have within you.
What a beautiful breakdown. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for going into that. And I would love to loop it. Loop it back up to the catalyst that we originally started talking about, because yes, this all ties together with our everyday thoughts and our everyday emotions. However, when we're going through something hard, whether it be, you know, a loved one is battling an addiction, maybe we're going through a divorce, you know, maybe we're struggling in silence, like our heart is going to look different. That doesn't mean that it isn't hard. You know what I mean? So whenever we're going through something hard, there are a lot of hard and shitty emotions that come along with it. You know, we feel like we're just sitting in a whole big pile of poop. So yeah. I would love to, yes, on the surface, we're dealing with something hard. But when we pull back a layer, what are some other things underneath the surface that we could be dealing with, whether it be trauma, whether it's our belief system and limiting beliefs? Talk to us a little bit about that from your perspective and expertise.
So I honestly, the main thing is inner child healing. I mean, wherever you are, whatever age you're at right now, the belief systems that you're working on, if you're going through something that's challenging and you are in resistance and you feel like you're in this cycle on repeat and you just can't seem to get out of it, right? You're looking for more, you're seeking more. Going back to inner childhood wounds is a beautiful process, because that inner child, that little Jenny, right? That little Charles Lee has and needs attention. She needs to be reminded now that she is beautiful. She is perfect. She is love. She is light. And that little girl within you is missing something. And that's you. That's knowing that you've got her back no matter what. We all show up in our world with self-doubt. We're concerned about what people are going to think. We have beliefs that, you know, we're not worthy, we're not good enough. And those all stem from childhood and onward. So being able to learn some tools to be able to reconnect with that little one inside of you, and to really validate for that little one inside of you that you've got her back and you're going to give her what she needs. That is the core to, I believe, one of the core things that when we're struggling with something that is holding us back is our belief systems. But the belief system goes back to our childhood. We all, and I say this in trauma, you know, we kind of say big T, little T, because people think trauma is like, you know, a car crash or some really major significant trauma. And yes, some of us have experienced those, and they need attention. They need to be healed. They need to have people working with you and helping you. There's also little traumas like being on a playground and being, as a little girl, being, you know, called fat or made fun of. I mean, that was me. I was a chunky little one, and, you know, being made fun of slowly started. So trauma, the spiritual, I would say the spiritual identification or definition of trauma is an incident that created very high emotional states that shifted the way that you view yourself, others, or the world around you in that moment. It shifted the way you viewed yourself, others, or the world around you. In that moment, when I was being teased on the playground, it shifted the way I saw myself. It created this trickle throughout my entire life of other events similar to that, where I started to not want to be seen. I started to go into a little box or a shell. I was afraid to put myself out there. again, perpetuated, grew and grew and grew. And it showed up in a big way in all aspects of my life. So if you go back to your inner child and remember, work through some of these moments that shifted the way you viewed yourself, it is how you are living. You're walking with that view, that lens in the world that you're in right now. So obviously, whatever challenge you're facing, you're going to be seeing it through that little girl. It's powerful. It's powerful. It's work. It's hard work, but it is worth it because the heart, it's not going to get any easier. The challenges will just continue to come. And the difference is with the tools, with the healings, with this new awareness and awakening and that igniting of the light within you, you're no longer, I like to explain it like a wave, an ocean wave. It comes, a tidal wave, it takes you out and it consumes you and it just obliterates you and you're like tumbling in the ocean. With all these tools, with healing, with awareness, with doing this work, that wave comes and instead of it taking you out, you get to ride it. You get to flow with it. Yeah, it's going to be a little rough at times, but it's not going to take you out. You're going to stay on top and you're going to just surf right into that beach and you're going to sit there in bliss eventually. You're going to ride the storm, ride it out. Does that make sense? I don't know. I just said a lot there.
Yes, it absolutely makes sense. And it's funny, I'm cracking up inside because in Unstoppable, my new confidence program, I actually use the exact same analogy of an emotional wave. And I encourage the women to go from stuffers to surfers, you know, yeah. And learning how to go from not stuffing it inside of us. Like We do that. We're so good at that, a lot of us.
Oh, yeah.
But how can we learn how to surf and become professional surfers? So,
That's right. Yes.
And thank you so much for going a little bit deeper into that, because I think it's a common tendency that when we're going through something hard, whatever, A, B, C, D, then it is to, you know, the tendency is to blame. The tendency is to, you know, push it off and just fake it till you make it and pull up your britches and just keep going, right? And to deny and to pretend. And, oh, I know those patterns so well.
Yes.
You know, but then you just beautifully articulated that when we take a moment to stop and really take our struggles as an opportunity to go deeper within ourselves, then at that point, to what you were saying, we'll discover that maybe there's some trauma that we need to work through, whether it be big T or little T. Maybe there's some inner child healing. Maybe I'm sure there are some belief systems, you know, maybe it's accumulation of them all, you know. Absolutely. What I mean?
It is. Yeah, definitely. It's for sure. Yeah, absolutely. An accumulation of our life's experiences.
Ah, girlfriend, I hope you are absolutely loving this episode right now. We have been talking about digging deeper into our struggles, surfing our emotional waves, and healing unhealthy defaults of blaming people or even ourselves in order to go about our day feeling lighter and more free. Imagine being able to respond with the genuine, I am doing absolutely incredible things, and actually feeling that way. Imagine showing up as the woman you want to be in every single role. I walk through all of this in Unstoppable. When I was in my greatest time of struggle, these are the tools and knowledge points I so wish someone had given me. And so I've included all of them. I've wrapped them up in a beautiful package called Unstoppable. It's the accumulation of the practices that help me most and the things that I've pulled from my educational toolbox, aka my master's in psychology. That's one of the things that makes this program so powerful. I have experienced everything I talk about in Unstoppable that has to do with your emotions and why we blame ourselves or other people and really getting to the root and the heart of everything. I have literally lived through every single piece of this, and I still use these tools on almost a daily basis. No lie. Unstoppable is also backed with scientifically proven wisdom and exercises This is your no fluff, down and dirty guide to walking in wholeness, feeling worthy of your desires, and stepping into the bigness you feel called to. So if you would like more information, go to charlesechildress.com/unstoppable for more details. Or you could shoot me a DM on Instagram, and I'm happy to answer any questions you have. Hurry, though, because prices go up on March 1st. So say yes to yourself before then. Now, let's get back to this goodness that Jen is bringing us today.
Yes, yes. And so we're taking all of that crap and bringing it into the current situation that we're dealing with, right? And so maybe we can, you know, work out the conflict. Maybe we can mend the relationship or whatever on the surface. But underneath the surface, there's still a storm brewing. There's still a volcano that's about to erupt inside of us until we deal with that. Would you agree?
100%. And with the client, with the moms that I work with and wives, often I'll work with wives that have a loved one, a partner with addiction. I always say, you know, I did the same thing. Well, if they just stop using and they get sober, everything's going to be fine. That is not the case. And it goes again, like with anything, it's not just the divorce. It's not the career change. It's within you. When you're unhappy with your outside world, you have to go within. It's not about blaming even childhood trauma, these experiences that we want to heal. It's not about blaming your parents or whoever raised you or the authority figure or whatever. It's not about blame. It's actually about taking responsibility for your own life, for your own happiness, for whatever you dream and desire your life to be. It's not going to get there without you taking intentional action, taking accountability and responsibility for your life. Addiction may go away. That person may claim sobriety and hold sobriety. You still have your own work to do. Like, and I feel this way across the board. It doesn't matter whatever the challenge is. We have the power to turn it around. The only way that's going to happen is by taking responsibility for yourself, owning it, and really getting empowered by the change and just growing on that light. And it really is like, I work with a power pyramid. The power pyramid is a map back to self. So this is what I work with my clients on, a map back to self. Mindset, so those belief systems, healing those unconscious or subconscious thoughts, and then alignment, getting back into alignment with yourself. So healing through spiritual practices, healing trauma, healing the energetics within our bodies. I mean, there's a whole conversation about epigenetics that we won't get into, but our ancestors, our DNA, we carry trauma. We carry experiences from our lineage that shows up. So this is a whole other conversation that goes a little bit deeper. But I mean, there's so much we can do. And the biggest message is you have the power. Empower yourself. Learn. Seek. Get on more, you know, podcasts with Charles Lee. Like, there's so much information out there to take back your power over whatever it is that is holding you back. Whatever it is, there's so much information.
I'm over here like, you know, dancing, doing the beat. Like, I could just, you have the power. You have the power. You have the power. You have the power. You know, I feel like there's a listener who needs to hear that right now. And not only does she need to hear it one time, she needs to hear it over and over and over and over again. So yes. I pray that if that's you, that you will put it on repeat and know that you do have the power. And I would love to drive it home a little bit more. So once you recognize that you have the power to turn something around, to take responsibility for your life, I'm sure it's pretty much a given, but what is on the other side of that? What are we working towards would be my first question.
Oh man, what do you dream? What do you want? What are your goals? I mean, I know for myself, I didn't know. I was at a point where I'd given my power away to everything in my life, everything. I didn't know what I wanted for myself anymore. I didn't know what would make me happy. I remember 2 hours I had of time where I didn't have any kids, no response. I was like, what can I do for me? And I was at a complete loss. I had no idea. Start getting familiar with what is it you want. Give yourself permission to dream and dream friggin' big, because you can manifest whatever you desire. Like universal law, the law of attraction, baby. Like we don't give ourselves permission because we believe that somehow we're not worthy. We're not good enough. And I'm here to tell you that's all BS. You are worthy. You are good enough. Give yourself permission. But it starts with, again, that self-trust, that self-love, getting reconnected with yourself. Identity is everything. We walk around with all these false identities. People, like, again, those messages of who you're supposed to be, who you should be, what kind of job you should have to feel successful, what kind of mother you should be, what kind of brother or sister you should be. Like, it's all these should be's. No, be you. So my message is reconnect with yourself. That is the most important relationship to build on. And you are a divine being, whether you believe in God, source, universe, spirit, you name it, whatever resonates with you, you are that. You are that. So you are abundant. You already have everything you need inside of you, but you have to give yourself permission to accept it, to own it, to be it. And then when you start to do that and open yourself up to receive the blessings, receive the messages, receive the guidance from your higher self, from the divine, you can create whatever you desire, whatever you desire. But we got to get out of our own way. And this is a journey. This is a practice. I mean, I've been practicing. That's why they call yoga a practice, breathwork, meditation practices. It's practice. Like I said, this is a masterclass. Our life is a masterclass. It is challenging, but we can take those challenges and grow with them and then create and manifest from the lessons we learned from them. So getting really connected to what do you value? So, you know, people think, I don't know what I want. Well, what do you value? What are your principles? And if you don't know your values or your principles, start thinking about it. Start asking yourself, what do I really value in a relationship? What do I really value in my health? What do I really value? What are my principles? Start there and then start to bloom and blossom into knowing what do you want for your life? What do you want in your relationship? What do you want your health and your vitality to look like? And then how do you take action? It's all great to dream, but without action, intentional action, really getting clear on how can I move the needle forward just a bit, like mini commitments, I always say to my clients, mini commitments, because when you got to look at the end game, the long game. If we want quick fixes, you're going to go back to your old habits. You're going to go back to the toxicity. You're going to go back to those BS belief systems. But when we stay and look forward at the long game and make mini commitments, intentional action to making it a bit better, a bit better, a bit more time, a bit more love, a bit more compassion, a bit more vulnerability, a bit more saying yes instead of no, a bit more empowerment, a bit more spirituality, a bit more. It improves day by day by day. And it is a practice. And it's about accepting yourself where you are, loving yourself where you are, and knowing that you're doing your best and your best is good enough. It is always good enough.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And I just have to, I feel like there's a woman who's listening. I can feel her almost screaming at us going, but not me, not me. I've already been through two or three divorces. I've already, you know, had 1,001 careers. I've already bounced from toxic relationship to toxic relationship, or I've already tried and failed so many times. So what would you say to that woman who's listening and saying those things to herself?
I would say with love and compassion, step out of disempowering yourself. Step out of telling yourself that it's not for you, it's for everybody else. It's not true. It's not true. And until you choose, this is a choice. We all have a choice to stay exactly where we are, to be the victim of the life circumstances that come at us, or we can be the victor and rise above them and believe and really truly believe. And even if you can't believe, find somebody who does believe that you are worthy of all that you want, all that you desire. Listen, life is tough. I've been divorced twice. I've, had multiple businesses. I'm, I've, I've, I've struggled. And I know that imposter syndrome, that you're not good enough. I know it. I still deal with it. It doesn't go away. We don't just all of a sudden arrive and have it all. It's a work. It's a lifelong learning. But you have to give yourself permission. And I can't give you permission. I can't make anybody be or do what they don't want to do, because it's all a choice. Just like our addicts, we can't make them stop using. I can't love them enough to make them stop using. I can't love you. I can't praise you. I can't lift you up enough to make you believe it. But we have a choice. We have a choice to continue to tell ourselves that we aren't worthy, that we can't do that, that we've tried and it didn't work. I'm here to say, try again, keep going, and shift your focus, shift your perspective, shift your vision to that of empowerment, not disempowerment. As long as you stay in a disempowered mindset, you're going to repeat the same cycles. You're going to repeat it. And I would say to that woman, if that's her who's saying, I can't do it, I've tried it, I've done this, I've done that, I've done this, childhood trauma is where you got to go. Childhood wounds that are still showing up in your life today. And until you address them and love them and accept them and heal them, you will stay where you are. It's a choice.
Because you do have the power. You do have the power. You have the power. You have the power.
We have the power. It is within you. It's already sitting there. It's waiting for you to give yourself permission to own it. To own it. To be it. To embody it. It's not about just saying you're doing something and not being attended to it. It's about embodying the truth. That you are wisdom, you are knowledge, you are love, you are light, you are spirituality, you are all of it. So we don't give ourselves permission, which is what keeps us stuck in this place, wherever you are. It's a choice. And some people will really resist that because they don't want to take on the responsibility of it. The responsibility of it can feel like a lot. Like, you are great. You are meant for greatness. You have a purpose here on earth, each and every one of us. The suffering that you're going through, and I can say this with conviction and truth, because I have endured so much suffering, so much pain, so much heartache, so much uncertainty, so much grieving. And I know, and I am grateful, and I live in gratitude for all of it. All of it, because it birthed a love in me that I did not know existed. It birthed a reality that my purpose here on earth is through all the pain and suffering. My purpose is to help other women find their way through whatever they're going through. We all have a purpose. And it just is that. We have to go through the suffering, the sadness, the pain, until we open ourselves up to finally seeing what the messages that have been trying to come through. It's the resistance. The longer we resist, the longer we suffer. Resistance persists. What you resist persists.
So good, Jen. So good. Thank you so much for being here. Oh. Thank you for pouring into us. Oh my gosh, I feel like you just took us to church. The Church of Jen.
The Church of Jen. Well, I love it. All of this
is so good. So before we go, is there anything else that is on your heart or on your mind to share with the women?
Oh, just that, you know, as women, we take on so much. The responsibilities that we take on, the masks or the roles in which we walk our path in. If it is holding you back, if it is not expanding you, so there's this constriction or expansion. If you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're feeling like you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders, remove some masks, remove some of the roles that you feel that are your identity, that you have to be. This have to's or should do's or shouldn't do's are all things that keep us in a constricted space, of a disempowered space. And give yourself permission to take off the mask, to take off the hats, all these hats that we wear, right? Or roles, whatever you want to call them. take it off and feel the light, feel the expansion, feel the growth, feel being able to breathe, breathe, breathe in. Our breath is our life force energy. It is our life force. If we aren't breathing, when we're constricted and we're struggling and we're weighed down, we're not able to help anybody. So most moms and women out there, they just want to help their family, help their loved ones. Yes, it's all wonderful. I'm not saying don't help. Help yourself first. Take off the roles, take off the masks. Reconnect with yourself in a way that you've never done before. Start finding things that light you up, that makes you feel lighter. You know, my go-tos are yoga and breath work, meditations, shamanic healings, ancient healing practices. These are all things that we're not comfortable with, or we're not, because we're not used to. And they are powerful at reconnecting us to our essence, to our soul. And when you start reconnecting with yourself, healing those parts of yourself that need to be healed, and starting to remember who you are, girl, you're going to show up in your job. You're going to show up in your relationships. You're going to show up in your health and vitality. You're going to show up in this world in a whole new way that is going to shift and change the lives of anybody that comes into your realm, into your vortex. I mean, we all know these people. You walk into a room and you see this person and you're like, holy shit. Like, what? Who are they? Like, they look so bright. They're radiating. We all know that person. We have seen that person. That's who you are. And when you start to reconnect with yourself and heal yourself and do this work, people are going to be walking into the room going, what is she doing? What are you taking? Like, what water are you drinking? What tea are you drinking? What, whatever, right? What's the Kool-Aid? It's like, no. This is about identity. This is about knowing who you are, your power, your purpose. You're going to light up like a light bulb that is so bright. You're going to shine so bright. And that's what changes other people. This is about healing collectively. When we heal ourselves, we heal others. People start to look and go, oh, what are you doing? And I want some of it. Then you start sharing your story. You have a story, you have a message, you have a purpose. Everything that you're going through right now is for a specific reason, to birth your purpose, to heal, and to bring others along with you. That is my mission through my own pain and suffering, is to share my message, to share my story, to share inspiration, to help somebody else to recognize they are that light. The light is within them, and they can grow it and bloom and be as bright as a star and bring as many people along with us. And I know, Charles Lee, that's your message and mission as well.
Oh, so good. Thank you so much, Jen. Thank you. This has been absolutely incredible.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. I just absolutely adore you. Your energy is just so bubbly. You light me up. You are the light. You are the light. It's like a beacon of light. You are that light. You are that light. And thank you so much for asking me to be part of your podcast and to share, you know, just an energy with you and your listeners. It's been an absolute pleasure. So thank you so much.
Wow, what an incredibly high value episode. Oh my goodness gracious. I pray it was exactly what you needed today, whether you realized it or not. Isn't Jen amazing? Seriously. She has been guiding women affected by addiction from their center. She helps them reclaim their true identity so that they can feel they could reach this happiness and this healing. And her work, her mission, it's absolutely beautiful. So if you or someone you love is currently battling with addiction, Jen has a powerful free series called No More to help break the cycles of addiction enabling and codependency. So I strongly encourage you to check it out. She is absolutely wonderful, if I haven't said that already. If you just really loved her energy and resonated with her, you can also connect with her on Facebook and Instagram. All of these links to all of these things will be included in the episode description. All right, that is it for today's episode. Remember that when you see your inner brilliance and let that light shine, you will become unstoppable, my love. Ugh, you are also so amazing. You are so wonderful. You are doing such a great job at life. I love you. I send you love, and I'll see you next time.
Thank you.